Jai Gurudev, this is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 7th of March 2008. In this speech, Dr. R.K. describes the different activities in which man usually spends most of his time behaving as a Narpashu and Narpishacha. One should evolve from these states to a Nar Narayan, to which the bright future belongs, and also explains the steps one needs to take for such an evolution. Dr. R.K. also explains the importance of the translation work to be done into the English and Telugu languages of the Krantidharmi Sahitya. Dr. R.K. continues his explanation of the self-help book Yes or No, A Guide to a Better Decision by Spencer Johnson, correlating it with Gayatri Mantra and explaining the role which has to be played by the head and the heart while any decision is to be taken. Jai Gurudev.
In the coming 3 years, that is before the birth centenary year of Parama Pujya Gurudev, within these 3 years, humanity will reach a state of evolution wherein the public will be aware that supramental descent is a fact. Prajñavatara is a fact. The possibility of earth becoming the heaven is a fact. All of you remember that it is not that the entire world will become good. There will be a portion on the planet Earth which people of the planet Earth can visit and see how heaven on earth will be, how heaven on earth will be functioning. Just as even though there may be illiterate people, when you go to university campus, you will find that all are postgraduates. And an illiterate man can go to the university and understand how an educated atmosphere will be. Similarly, in the coming 3 years, we will have a group which will be selected from the various organizations of the humanity. And when I say various organizations of humanity, I am not talking about the spiritual organizations, but the chakra organizations, the earth-oriented politicians. Some politicians will show how a politician on planet Earth becoming heaven will behave. Then you will understand how business people will behave when the earth becomes heaven. Similarly, the scientists, the actors and the teachers, these five groups will unite to form a seed group, a place on earth wherein people from all the world will come and enjoy and have a practical demonstration of how heaven on earth will look like. Is this much clear to all of you? So this is the concept which you should remember, the 21st century and the advent of bright future. Irvayota Shatabdamu Ujjvala Bhavishyattu means this much. It is not that the entire planet will change. For these 3 years, we have a terrific job on our hands. And when I say a terrific job, I have utilized that adjective knowingly. Really, we will have to experience a terrific pressure, a terrific speed, and a tremendous determination to reach those goals. How do we go about it? The first one is, just as Lal Bahadur Shastri has given the slogan Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan, Indira Gandhi has given Garibi Hatao, Winston Churchill in the World War, J. gave the slogan V for victory. Similarly, we should have these two slogans, 21st Shatabdamu, Ujjwala Bhavishyattu, Vichara Kranti, Abhiyan, Alochanalo Kranti. This should not be just a mere vocal repetition for us. This is the purpose for which we are living on this planet Earth. The conviction must be to you all. We are born on this planet Earth not to do the jobs we are doing, not to raise a family, or not to fight with your friends or subordinates or XYZ, not to marry and have children. No, these are all a part of the game. Because we are human beings, we have to eat. Because we are human beings, we have to sleep. Because we are human beings, we have to procreate. And because we are human beings, we have to fear. Ahara nidra bhayam meethunancha. These are the characteristics of a normal human animal being. It is a part of our culture also, of our way of living also. You just can't avoid it. Then there are those who bully people, who scare people, who dominate people for their selfish causes. The Asuras, the Ravanas, the Kamsas, the Jarasandhas, they are now controlling the planet Earth. Not the Narapashus, but the Narapishachas. All of you understood this difference? The animal human being and the devilish human being. Now this you should always remember when you are doing your daily routine work. The work you are at that moment you are doing, is it that of an animal human being, Narapashu, or a selfish human being, the Nara Asura or the Narapishacha? Can you very easily understand these two facts of life in your daily life? When you are an animal man, that is when you are eating, when you are drinking, when you are sleeping, when you are doing other nonsensical works which have nothing to do with purpose, you are a human animal. When you want to dominate somebody, this is the first attempt in organizing your daily thinking process. Whenever you are behaving like a Narapashu, you mark down the time. From time so and so to this time, I have behaved like a Narapashu. Like sleep, the time you are sleeping is the time where you are a Narapashu. While you are eating, the time you have taken to eat is the time where you behave like a Narapashu. When you are indulged in some activity, whether it is the sexual activity or other activities which have no real value, you are again behaving like a Narapashu. And if you worry unnecessarily about thinking what others want you to be, this is very important. All of you, be attentive about this part. Whenever and wherever you feel and you are constrained to think what others are thinking about you, you are behaving like a Narapashu. A fear concept is there. Is this point clear, what I am doing, the last one? No fear. Don't worry about what others are thinking. Never, never you are supposed to think what others are thinking. You should be knowing what you want specifically. And now, then once these aspects are covered in your daily life, you organize your timetable for a week. You please see how much time you are wasting as a Narapashu. And now Narapishacha, You need not be a mafia leader to become an narapisaja or an asura. You need not be a businessman suppressing all other companies. Neither a scientist like those who worked for Hitler, or an actor who is so careless about his influence on public that he takes on whatever role he wants just for money's sake. And a teacher who does not tell his students about the possibility of a bright future. All these teachers, those who are engaged in coaching, whether in engineering colleges or for engineering seats, or in the medical colleges or in agriculture colleges or whatever education system they are, all the teachers are narapisachas according to our Gurudev. So any selfish action where you do not consider the other and you don't care for their feelings and emotions, you are a narapisacha. Now in your diary, you put the time you have spent as a narapisacha also. These two are clear to you people? The narapashus and the narapisachas. And be very honest. Nobody is going to criticize you. Nobody is going to tell you that you are wrong. You are just analyzing a fact of life. It should be self-services. They are all selfish oriented, is it not? You want money for your own sake. You are not worried about the product or the quality. Is it not? They are not actually only services. They are selfish services. But because all are selfish, the adjective selfish is removed. We call it services. Actually, they should be known as self-oriented services. You want a job for your sake, for your children's sake, not for the society's sake. Even though you are doing a service to the society unknowingly, like the municipality. He sweeps not because he is interested in the service aspect of it, but because he gets money. The same thing for the business people, for the educated people, for the employed people. Now, I come to the main point for which I am taking these classes is, we have a goal that within these 3 years, we will show people what a Naranarayana can do for the society. What a Naranarayana can do for the society. Evolving from the Narapashu stage and Narapisaja stage, we get up and become Naranarayana. So this is what I want you to understand by the slogan 21st Century Bright Future. Because within these 3 years, we will have at least thousands of Naranarayanas in every country. But could she understand what I have told Venkat? Okay. Now, the 21st century bright future is the time of Naranarayanas. Now, how to become a Naranarayana? For the 21st century to become the bright future, we have at present three clear steps, which I want all of you to understand and join and strengthen ourselves for the work ahead. First one, the 20 books of Pujya Gurudev, which are known as Kranti Dharma Sahitya. All these 20 books must be available in English and Telugu by 1st April. This is the target. All of you got it? Now, how we go about it is all of you to organize yourself. You have to contact all our people and the Yogi Shilpis for this work of translating the 20 Krantidharmi books. And every day, it is to upload how much work is being done on the translation aspect, Telugu and English, every day. I don't want the translated matter. I just want to get an upload of what is being done, of what is being done. So that is the speed I want from all of you. If you are really interested in Pujya Gurudev's work, this is the speed which is important. Because I have told you time and again that crores of evolution has been developed within the last 100 years. And in the Yuga Sandhi period, everything will develop according to the plan of the masters. With this conviction, I have started a special course from my side, but before that, I am stopping this aspect of 21st century bright future and Vichara Kranti, thought revolution aspect for today. Any questions on these two items? Now let me tell you people what I am going to do. I have given you this work of translation in English and Telugu of the Krantidharmi Sahitya and telling people about the bright future awaiting for the humanity, etc., etc. But what I am now planning is, there are so many self-help books, newthoughtbooks.com or something like that. All those books, there are thousands of books there, and all of you must be hearing about Dale Carnegie's books, Tate Modern's books, Clarence Shin's books, Anthony Robbins, Covey, Johnson, and all of this. Who are supposed to be developing the new thought processes. I will take up a book, make you understand it, and then correlate it with Gayatri, Adyajna. And I will show to you that all the sciences in the world, the past, present, and future are contained in the Gayatri Mantra, which can be tapped by Yajna. So this is my goal now, and within 2 months it becomes a goal to all of you, because you will be well versed. Because every day I will be uploading something about a book, and within 2 or 3 days I will finish that book, linking that book with Gayatri. And how to tap it, I will later tell you. This much is clear, my job. All of you understood what I am going to do? Right. And whatever I am telling in this web, all of you make PowerPoint presentations as per your angle. I will try to give you some slides or some matter and explain it to you. But it is your responsibility to see that you make a personal PowerPoint presentations, all of you individually. Is this clear? Now, yesterday I have started a book by Spencer Johnson, MD, the author of Who Moved My Cheese. Probably many of you must have understood now. But I have selected this book, yes or no, because it is the guide to better decisions. and we are now deciding something superb and mind-blowing. None else have done this work. Pujya Gurudev has taken up this job, and you remember in spiritualism, they don't waste energy. If one teacher does something, no other teacher again puts his energy on that. So Paramapujya Gurudev is the one who gave us these two tools, that of Yajna and that of Gayatri. To spread the message of the two slogans, 21st century, a brilliant future, and of course, the thought revolution. And I have asked, yesterday I gave you a formula of a question. Can anyone put a question there on the web? Personal question and private question. That is the question. Okay. I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. It is an interrelationship between head and heart which the new generation will have. Even though the author of this book was not interested in the new era mentality, he wrote this book as a guide for people to better themselves in whatever chosen field they are. But actually, he does not know that that particular process itself will lead to the new generation, where people will use not only their head, but your heart also. For example, whenever you decide a course of action, do you feel how the course of action is going to influence you? Again, hear that question. When you decide to do something, you have thought of and have decided a particular plan of action, and you start acting on it. When you are acting on it, are you aware of the feelings in you, or you don't have any feelings? One by one, answer this. Do you feel when you are doing something? Okay, this depends on the action. This action itself, we are discussing it. I'm using my head. And you are trying to understand it using your brain or head. What are you feeling? What are you feeling when you are doing this? For this, always remember this particular example that I have given time and again. And whenever you do something, even when you go to a hotel and order for a cup of coffee, remember this incident where the action is linked with feeling. I always give the example of a temple being built. All of you remember this? The temple being built. One man says it is his fate. He blames the government. And the other man says because he has a family and he has a responsibility, he is doing this. And the other man weeps with joy because he is able to build a temple. The head, the action, the practical thing is the work. That is why it is a practical question. But this practical question has three different feelings on three different levels. For a very ordinary man, it is a heavy work. For a responsible man, it is for his family he works. And for a divine man, for the new era man, it is building a temple. Now you understand the role of head and heart, all of you? Now this, you have to put it in practice even while eating. Even when you are eating something, if you are just eating it, it is an action, a practical action. If it is tasty, you eat more. If it is not tasty, you eat less. But suppose you calculate the calories, the nature of the food. It is the head taking part in the action, in the practical action. And if you take the food as prasada, as the grace of God, it is the heart being involved in eating process. You got the point, all of you? So this you have to practice. You have to change your orientation from head to heart. And our Gurudev is the best example when he said, for many nights I wept seeing the agony of the humanity. My pillow used to be drenched with my tears. You understand the heart aspect of Pujya Gurudev? The head aspect is seen in his books, in his literature. But how many of us have understood his agony? This is what we have to learn in the first part of the question. But now, let me dictate you the second part of the question, the heart part of the question. You consult my heart. I ask a private question. The question is, does my decision show I am honest with myself, comma, I am honest with myself, comma, trust my intuition, and deserve better? Question mark. Now combine this and put it in a single line. To consult my heart, I ask a private question. Does my decision show I am honest with myself, trust my intuition, and deserve better? Right. Now this part of the second part, the first part which I discussed yesterday was the head part. And in the head part, we were interested only in understanding the nature of the activity we are going to take, what is our need, then what are the possibilities and options, and then to think it through. These three steps of the head, all of you got clear? I'm talking about the head aspect, the need, the options, and the thought process involved, the various steps involved. I'm repeating this so that once you understand this, you have to put it in practice. You need not read the book anymore. When I say the need, what do you understand by need? For example, when I see myself with my high value of diabetes, and I know that raw food helps me, it is my need. Taking raw food is my need. But I say eat cooked food. It is not a need, it is a wish. It is a taste that is involved in it. It is a weakness that is involved in it. So you understand the difference between a need and a wish? So this is what you have to do. Every time when you put the practical question, see that it is the need which is important, the Shraddha which is important, the ideal which is important. And you should stick to that ideal. But that does not mean that you should not have side fun. You can have it. A student doing engineering eats, sleeps, drinks, smokes, goes to movie. But his need is to become an engineer. Similarly, our need is to bring out Puja Gurudev to the entire humanity. That is the need. And now when this need is there, you have an option. You people can work. There are 20 books. To bring those 20 books, all of you need not do the 20 books. Now you have the options. Then once you put the need very clearly, naturally you have so many options depending upon your talents, capabilities, and the situation. And once you have the options clear, until this point all of you have understood clearly the need and the options. I'm waiting for the response. Very good. So once you have decided the need, the options, now you have to think it through, the various steps. Just as we have an option of translating, then translating into Telugu or English, another option. Then if it is in Telugu, which book you have to do? And then another option, which part of the book you have to do? And who others, what others are doing, and how you have to correlate. This is the thinking out aspect of it. You understood the thinking out aspect of it? Okay. Now once this head part is over, the practical part is over, we come to the heart part. When we come to the heart part, we have three clear-cut words there. One is, am I honest? Do I trust my intuition? And do I deserve better? These three points. Honest, intuition, and deserve better. When I am using these words, do you remember the words given by Pujya Gurudev when he said that the coming generation is based on four qualities only, and these four qualities are the four Vedas of the coming generation? The words he said in Hindi are Imandari. Imandari, comma. Next, Zimmedari. Jimmedari. Next, Samajdari.
Bahaduri.
And next, Bahaduri. So these are the heart qualities we are trying to develop. Honesty, you know, is Imandari. The direct translation of honesty is Imandari. Intuition? What is intuition? Samajdari. Intuition, Samajdari. And then deserving for better thing is Bahaduri. Courage. Courage to put honestly your intuition to work. So, Bahaduri is courage. And lastly, you have to take the responsibility, zimmedari, of all these three. This the author has not included in his question. But now, the sincerity aspect, the imandari aspect, the honesty aspect is, do you really honestly want to do the needful action, the practical action? Do you honestly want to do, you remember the practical question? The need into practice. You have to be honest with yourself. And many of us are not honest with ourselves. You have to be very careful when you analyze about this honesty aspect. If you feel that a particular work that you want to do is what you want to do. You remember, I'm not talking about Gurudev's work. I'm talking about any work you are doing. If you want to do really that work, you will face any obstructions. That is Bahaduri, the courage. Because you deserve something better. You want to go one step ahead than others. So if you are sincere and honest in your heart about the need, naturally you take the responsibility of gathering information so that you can take a decision. And when you take a decision, if the decision has a feeling with it, has intuition with it, has samajhdari with it. What in Telugu we say, ingita jnanamu, samajhdari, ingita jnanamu. Then, a powerful power in nature, the what is known as the law of attraction, starts, becomes active. When you club these two questions, the practical question and the heart question, the heart question, you have to answer yourself very sincerely. And when these two are linked with feeling, with emotions, then something phenomenal happens. A very powerful natural force known as the power of attraction. That is exactly what Krishna means. Karshayati Krishna. That which attracts is Krishna. And whatever you are trying to attract happens. Is this clear to you all? These two, the head question and the heart question, the link with Gurudev's book, and of course what Spencer Johnson has so aptly put in his book. And I will give you a brief, a total picture of that book tomorrow, about 8 pages or so it will be. All of you have it printed or downloaded. So this book is over. Yes or no, the guide to better decisions. And tomorrow I will take 1,000 life histories that are given in Reader's Digest, in 1,000 issues of Reader's Digest. Those were edited by Stephen R. Covey. And there you will understand the daily greatness, how you can be great in everyday life, how you can be great in everyday life. But I will tell you one thing, this book about 500 to 600 pages, the next book I am going to start tomorrow, has been given by Pooja Gurudev in a single sentence. Every day is a new life, and every day is a new death. Har din naya jan, har raat nayi baat. Greatness. Okay, it can be. It's okay. So, know all of you, and doing my part, how the self-help books, the reference of those new thought books, where I am very much enamored of that particular man who Krimbai. All the books, how Gurudev's. So all these books I will take up. And once I take few books, you understand how Pujya Gurudev has given everything in a nutshell. And later I will show you how the Gayatri Mantra has all the past, present and future self-help books in it, completely given there so that you can put it into practice. And how to tap the energy is given in the Yajna process. So this is for today. Har din naya janma har raat nayi maut. Jai Gurudev, all of you.